If you could see me now, you'd know how blue I've been. One look is all you'd need to see the mood I'm in. Perhaps then you'd realize I'm still in love with you. If you could see me now.
That is Michael Mayo performing If You Could See Me Now, and he is in the studio today along with Josh Nelson. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You're here to perform as part of the Sitka Jazz Festival, and is this your first time at the Jazz Festival?
It's my first time, yeah. I've never been up here before.
Yeah, I've been here, but it's been many years. It's been about 11 years, I think, so I'm happy to be back.
And Michael, can you tell me a little bit more about this performance we were just hearing, If You Could See Me Now?
Sure, yeah. It's something that we did, I think now it's been maybe two or three years ago, and the videographer, his name is Alex Chaloff, and he's an amazing guy. He's from LA originally.
Boston.
He's from Boston, yeah. Right. But he was living in LA at the time, and he has these amazing microphones and this amazing camera equipment. And he was like, hey, do you want to come do this solo voice standard recording thing? And I was like, yeah. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and for the listeners who can't see, the visual is pretty incredible. It's this, you're standing on this kind of stage with
like a
high
school
empty
yeah.
High school prom. It's pretty, it's kind of bleak,
yeah.
But really beautifully shot. And you're performing both tonight and tomorrow night,
yes.
At Sitka Jazz Festival. Can you tell me a little bit more about what Sitkins can expect from your performances this weekend?
Yeah, well, the great Michael Mayo, I'm happy to accompany him. And then we're, the trio's performing, Mark Ferber and Sam Manine, New Yorkers that are over here, old friends of mine. So we have a trio set. And then the big band, Sitka Big Band is playing, and one of my tunes, and then a bunch of other tunes. And then the great Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz that is in Los Angeles, California. They are all up here as they, I think this is their second year of being here. And they're performing too, so there's a lot of great music happening this weekend. Really excited to be a part of it.
And did I get in the when we were talking earlier? Mm-hmm. Are you both alums of the Thelonious Monk Institute?
I am.
You are. Okay.
I am not. I was in the competition a number of years ago, 2006. But no, he is.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the Thelonious Monk Institute and what that is?
Sure, yeah. So it's a two-year program, after which you get a master's degree and a certificate from the Thelonious Monk Institute, where essentially you are one band for mm-hmm. 2 years. So it's one band for 2 years, and every 2 years they sort of pick a new batch mm-hmm. of people. And you play through original music, and you sort of collaborate with each other, and every couple of weeks you get to work with some amazing artists. So, for example, Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock, Luciana Souza, the list goes on and on, Jimmy Heath. And basically you get to work with these amazing jazz artists that, you know, for most of us, we've been listening to them for a very long time. And you get the opportunity to work with them and ask them questions one-to-one. And it's an amazing opportunity and experience.
And can you tell me a little bit more about your backgrounds as musicians? How did you get your start, and what's what kind of led you to go into music?
You want to?
Yeah, go
I'll go. sure. So both of my parents are musicians. My mom is a singer and my dad is a saxophone player. They both do other things, but that's sort of their main thing. And growing up, music was always around the house. And, you know, I thought it was normal to sing about everything all the time, just because that's like everyone in my family does that. I remember being 3 years old and like literally knowing like I want to be a singer when I grow up.
Uh-huh.
I sort of just studied. I took it little by little, and then when I went to high school, I went to a performing arts high school in Los Angeles, and that was sort of the catalyst for a lot of the things that I'm doing now.
And Josh?
Yeah. I grew up in Southern California, like Michael. Had very artistic parents and grandparents that introduced me to musical theater and the arts, and dad worked for Disney as an Imagineer, so a lot of creativity around the house. My mom was in musical theater. My grandpa was a big classical music fan and introduced me to Leonard Bernstein and Andre Previn and Oscar Peterson and, you know, some good inspiration there. And then I was in honor bands playing trumpet and piano all through high school and just trying to surround myself with good musicians and learn as much as possible. And went to Long Beach State and got a Bachelor of Music Performance degree in jazz and studied locally with some folks around town in Los Angeles. And played with Natalie Cole for 6 years. So I continue to learn and figure out how to play this music. It's never ending.
Right.
But that's a little bit my background.
And can you tell me your, you know, you mentioned Natalie Cole earlier as a performing highlight with her. Can you tell me what that was?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to travel all around the world with her, but there was one performance in Sydney, Australia at the Opera House that just has stuck with me. It was three nights at the Opera House with the symphony. It was just amazing to hear, you know, her music with all the just the incredible musicians around us, and also just, you know, the history of her and her father, and feeling like I was, you know, getting to meet him a little bit through her.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we played, it was a very special thing. I felt really lucky to have played with her, and that's just one moment. There were many moments I could talk about. Yeah.
And for you, you said your the moment that resonated with you most was actually when you were part of the Thelonious Monk Institute and playing at the White House. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So every year, I believe it might be on April 30th or maybe just at the end of April every year, there's this thing called International Jazz Day that happens where all around the world in hundreds of countries, they have a lot of educational outreach and a lot of programs that involve jazz and bringing jazz to the world, you know, because it's a music that is a lot about inclusivity and sort of harmony, no pun intended, some pun intended, I guess. What is time? 2 years ago, 2016 now, International Jazz Day, the main celebration was in Washington, D.C., and so we got a chance to go, and we went to the White House, and we got to meet the Obamas, which was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to play a set for, you know, some young kids that were at the White House, and Herbie Hancock played with us on a couple songs, and that was incredible. It's pretty wacky to think about it because, you know, in the moment it's like, oh yeah, this is this guy who's really good at piano. You're like, wait, no, that's actually Herbie Hancock. You know,
in the flesh.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was really special, and wow. I'll definitely cherish that.
And just have to tie back to a little thing you mentioned earlier. You said your dad was a Disney Imagineer.
Yeah.
Can you tell us? That's just a fun fact about you, Josh. I think listeners were probably a little curious about that. So you can tell us, what is an Imagineer and what was that?
Yeah, well, it was an enchanted childhood, to say the least. Imagineers are engineers. They're, you know, they work in technical fields, building at the attractions for the parks. But as the name says, they're, you know, heavy dose of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a show ride manager, which oversaw the installation of rides like Indiana Jones and Splash at Disneyland. He worked on Tokyo Seas. He worked at Epcot. Mm-hmm. He started as a carpenter building rides for Walt Disney World in the 80s, or 70s, excuse me. And just awesome for me and my brother and sister to like run around the park like crazy and
and test the rides.
Family nights were cool. They closed the park down and for all except their Disney's employees and their families.
Wow.
And it was really cool.
That's
amazing. So riding the rides multiple times. You're just really just an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely influenced my just love for the arts in general. I mean, and I'm a, you know, Disney fan of the music, all just the whole thing. It's very cool. It was a neat way to grow up.
Mm. And, can you tell me a little bit about the piece that we're going to hear from you right now?
This is a piece that was recorded at a wonderful jazz club in L.A. that Michael and I have played at a number of times together and with different groups. It's called the Blue Whale. It's in downtown Los Angeles. It's a beacon of jazz in L.A. We love it. And this was back in 2014 with a great band playing one of my original compositions. And it's something I do called the Discovery Project, which is a multimedia show involving projections and some storytelling. And that's one of the selections from that show, Discovery Project.
Well, I'm going to have this play us out. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
Come out and listen to some music. We're going to have a lot of fun this weekend, and we're excited to share the music with Sitka.
And we love Sitka.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. We went out in the Sound yesterday and saw some whales.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Right. It's incredible.
What an amazing place you guys live in.
And thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've been speaking with Josh Nelson and Michael Mayo. They're performing at the Sitka Jazz Festival tonight and tomorrow night at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. And you're going to hear right now Josh Nelson and the Discovery Project playing Atma Krandana.